The reading is taken from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 10. The empty tomb. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and saw the linen wrappings, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth which had been round Jesus' head. It was not lying with the linen wrappings, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Just as Lisa comes up to bring us the message this evening, let me just pray. Father God, we thank you for the Bible, for the word, for the messages that it contains within its pages. Lord, we pray that you would take these words from these pages and put them onto our hearts this evening. Open our hearts and minds to hear afresh from you tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tomb Raiders. That's what we called this evening's service. And tomb raiders, that was the initial reaction of Mary Magdalene on Sunday morning when she went to the tomb. She'd gone to mourn the loss of her beloved Jesus. And when she arrived at the tomb, the stone had been moved away. Tomb raiders, though who would do such a thing, she couldn't even begin to imagine. She was devastated by the loss of Jesus. She couldn't believe it had happened. And just when she thought it couldn't get any worse, his body had been taken. She was already numb with sorrow. And now this discovery just brought her greater despair. She felt lost and hopeless. And so she ran to find Simon Peter, who was with John, and told him of her grief. "They've taken the Lord from the tomb," she said, "and we don't know where they've put him." On hearing the news, Simon Peter and John ran to the tomb to see for themselves. Simon Peter was desperate to get there. He still couldn't believe what he'd done. He felt so ashamed after he'd denied knowing Jesus. How could he have done that? Jesus was everything to him. He was the only one who made the world make sense. He was the one who gave life its meaning. If only he could turn back the clock. If only he could tell them now that he knew Jesus, that he followed Jesus, that Jesus was his friend. But he couldn't. He let Jesus down. He knew that. But he would do all that he could to make sure that things were okay now. If someone had stolen his body, he'd do his best to find out who. If the soldiers had moved him, he'd find out why. Jesus should never have been killed. He didn't deserve to die. And now, the least they could do was make sure he was treated with dignity and respect. If there had been tomb raiders, he'd sort them out. John had outrun Peter. He had youth on his side. But when he arrived, Peter marched straight in, bold as brass, just like usual. He wasn't afraid. He was desperate to know the truth. Yet what he saw when he got there didn't quite make sense. The linen wrappings that had covered Jesus were lying there, but Jesus wasn't there. The cloth that had been round his head was all rolled up by itself. This didn't look like the work of grave robbers. All Simon Peter wanted to do was to make it up to Jesus after he'd let him down so badly. But how could he? What he saw just didn't make sense. His shame and his sadness turned to bewilderment and confusion. What would he do now? Meanwhile, John, who'd been waiting outside, watching Simon Peter from a distance, also entered the tomb. He'd got there ahead of Simon Peter, and he'd peered inside, and he couldn't believe his eyes. The linen that Jesus had been wrapped in was still lying there, exactly as if it was enfolding Jesus' body. But Jesus' body wasn't inside. The cloths that had been wrapped around his head were still twirled around and lying where his head would have been. But Jesus wasn't there. John was trying to make sense of it all. As shocked as he was, his heart raced within him. There was something almost exciting about what he saw. Now Simon Peter had arrived, he'd gone straight in, and John felt at last he could enter. His eyes had adjusted to the darkness, and they hadn't deceived him. The cloths were lying there as if they were encircling a body, but Jesus was nowhere to be seen. They were like a discarded chrysalis from which a butterfly had emerged. And suddenly John knew what had happened. He didn't know how it had happened. He didn't know where Jesus was now. But he was certain of one thing. This was not the work of tomb raiders. Jesus had risen from the dead. We've heard the stories of three different people tonight. Three people who all saw the same thing and yet reacted in slightly different ways. Tonight, on Easter Sunday, I wonder, what is your reaction to the empty tomb? Are you a bit like Mary, unable to see the empty tomb that brings hope to our despair, comfort to our grief, purpose to our emptiness? You long so much for a miracle, and yet the pain that surrounds you makes it impossible for you to see through the darkness. The tomb is empty because Jesus is alive. In the midst of your sadness, can you dare to believe? Or are you like Simon Peter, looking for answers, desperate for the truth? Maybe you long for that sense of assurance that everything is okay, because you feel like you've let Jesus down. Maybe you long for that sense of purpose. You know there must be more to life than this. And Jesus seems to answer the unanswered questions. Is it just wishful thinking? No, the tomb is empty because Jesus is alive. In your desperation, can you dare to believe? Are you like John, standing on the outside, peering in? You long to make sense of what you can see. But in order to be sure, you have to take that step forward, that step of faith that enables you to dare to believe. Perhaps your reaction tonight is something different. However you feel right now, the fact is, the tomb is empty. There's no getting away from it, and it can't be ignored. It demands a response. Will you dare to believe? And if you dare to believe, then Jesus is alive, and that changes life both now and in the future. What will your response be today?